Civil society organizations have voiced concerns over budget cuts and fiscal indiscipline, urging the government to prioritize essential services like health, education and agriculture while cutting wasteful spending in the 2026-2027 budget cycle. Addressing the media today, the executive director of the Civil Society Budget Advocacy Group, CSBAC, Julius Mukunda, particularly condemned the increased financing to non-essential activities at the expense of crucial sectors like education and health, noting that this has negatively affected service delivery. He recommends increased funding, especially towards human resources for health, implementation of the National Health Insurance Scheme, and investment in basic education, among other priority areas. Mukunda further calls for the elimination of wasteful and unproductive expenditure, which have contributed to the rise in public debt, currently standing at 116.2 trillion shillings.
Currently, we are at 116 trillion Ugandan shillings by June 2025, and this debt is mainly driven by investment in infrastructure, but also increased fiscal pressures ahead of the elections that are coming. You were aware that even almost 90% of the election budget was borrowed. We are spending around 25% of domestic revenue on servicing the debt, which means that we are having a small amount of money remaining for us to spend on ourselves rather than on servicing the debt. So we will urge government to go more for concessional loans than domestic loans, because even then domestic loans crowd out private sector and keep interest rates so high. That is our major concern, that government must have a borrowing plan so that we can be able to get concessional funding.